caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with our friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits in the Kansas City area. If you want to reach out to Bruce and his awesome team, that number is 913-308-0277. If you're outside of the KC area, Bruce and Rally Wealth and Benefits serve clients literally all around the country. That's a toll-free number for you, 888-241-2361. Or you could always go straight to the website, great website, rallywb.com. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's always good to be here. You know, I thought since this time of the year, there are so many different things going on with wrapping up your need to do before the year ends and getting ready for next year, and then the markets, the economy, the Fed, election. I thought we'd kind of do a combination of a lot of topics today.
Yeah.
Hopefully that works okay for you.
Absolutely. All right, Bruce. So let's start the program with some good news for people on Social Security. I understand there's a positive change for 2025.
Right, Steve. So as goes on with Social Security, most years they'll have a cost of living adjustment for the benefits paid out to recipients. So they announced that here recently. The benefit is going up 2.5% next year.
Okay.
And so on average, for the average person on Social Security, that's $50 a month raise. And the average Social Security across the country would be going from a 2024 $1,927 a month to a 2025, $1,976 per month. But there's a couple other changes that also are kind of inflation adjusted. So there's an earnings level that when you get to a certain point of earning, they don't collect any additional Social Security tax. And that number tends to go up a little bit every year, too. So
yep.
This next year, if you earn above $176,100, anything above that won't have the Social Security component taxed on it. And then there also, this is something, whenever we talk about Social Security, I like to stress this because every once in a while we bump into somebody that's not aware of this and they have to go back and retrench and fix it. But as a reminder, Social Security, if you start your benefits before your what's considered full retirement age, and when you get your Social Security statement, it'll give you your age 62 estimate, and then your full retirement age estimate, which if you're born after 1960,
yep,
is age 67. And then they'll give you your age 70, which is the last age that it'll still give you that automatic 8%, you know, build up on your check size. But anyway, the bottom line is a lot of people, you know, they know they're eligible for Social Security at age 62. And a lot of people will run out and jump out there and start it, even though they're still working.
Yep.
And there's a limit. Well, basically, the bottom line is, you know, and it changes a little bit every year, too.
Sure.
If you make above a certain amount of money and you're taking Social Security benefits before your full retirement age, in this example, 67, or for some people listening in, maybe 66 and 8 or 10 or 12, you know, months, and then you get penalized 50% of what you make above that. So really, really critical that you don't start Social Security early if you're, you know, full-time working and meaningful. And I mean, all employment's meaningful, but
yeah.
I mean, if you're working on, you know, pretty full-time basis. So, you know, in 2025, that's going to be $23,400. Anything above that would be a 50% penalty if you're starting Social Security early.
So if you say, hey, wait a minute, there's money there on the table, I'm going to take it at age 62, that's the lowest amount that you could ever be offered. If you wait later, it's going to be a lot higher than that. And then the other potential major potential issue is if you're still working, like you said, if you're making over $23,000, you know, that's what is that, $12 an hour, something like that?
About, yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot to
little
get
under
there.
$12 an hour full time. Anything over that, the number that you just said, $23,000, what was it?
Yeah, it's going up to $23,400. They inflate adjust that every year,
yeah,
a little,
yeah,
bit.
Uh-huh. So if you're making $12, $13 an hour or more, and a lot of people are making way more than that, you're going to be taxed at 50%. So you're working 40 hours, you're going to get paid for 20 of those hours. Just because you chose to take Social Security at the earliest possible time, which would be 19, or at age 62.
Yeah, and a lot of people just don't have any idea about that. Now,
yeah.
I also want to mention this. There are a lot of other changes to Social Security coming up this next year. And, you know, it's too much to get into the radio. I think everybody would be asleep if I try to.
Yeah.
But you can certainly call us, and we're happy to talk through all that. There's no obligation, no charge. And we can talk you through anything else regarding Social Security that you may want to know about or have questions about on that items for changes for next year.
Okay. And then Kansas City, if you have questions about Social Security, if you're still working and the taxation on that, and you're like, wait a minute, I thought I was just adding that Social Security amount to my full-time paycheck. No, it doesn't work like that. The rules change. Kansas City number is 913-308-0277. Outside of the KC area, nationally, toll-free 888-241-2361. No obligation. We're going to have a phone call. We're going to talk about that. And I appreciate you offering that.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
And then on required minimum distributions, I know that's a really hot topic for a lot of folks. At what age do people typically start taking those RMDs or those required minimum distributions? And what should listeners be aware of?
So this is kind of one of those items that they've been moving the goalpost on it quite a bit the last few years. It used to be 70 and a half forever and a day. It was 70 and a half. That's yep. when you had to start doing your RMDs. And then during COVID, they moved it out to 72. And then with Secure Act 2.0, they moved it out to where if you're starting it at after 2023, then 73.
Okay.
And then if you're starting it after 2032, then 75
okay.
years old. And an interesting twist on the RMD, if you're required to take it in the year that you turn that age, but you do have a one-time exemption if you want to delay that till the following year.
Ah,
maybe
okay.
maybe you made too much money that year and you don't want to add any additional income.
Yep.
And so you stall it out till the next year. Then you do have to take it by April 1st in the following year, and then you'd still be required to take your regular RMD for that following year also, which will give you two RMDs that
year. You're double dipping right there, yeah.
Right. But, I mean, it might be the right move for some people.
Yeah.
Just depends on how much taxable income you have per year.
Well, and that's nice that you have at least that one-time exemption. Like you said, you can move it to the next year, and maybe that your taxation that year would be to your advantage. So it's good to
Could
know
be.
That. And so if this is news to you or you're like, wait a minute, my financial advisor, I'm not even sure if he or she still works there. I haven't heard from him in years. And you're finding this really valuable and informative like I am. Go online at rallywb.com to learn more about Bruce's firm, Rally Wealth and Benefits. Bruce has forgotten more about all of these topics than most people know. I'll just tell you that. He knows everything that you could possibly need to know. He's here to help you. Now, Bruce, let's just talk a little bit about Medicare. And open enrollment is in full swing. Last month, one of your teammates, Neil, mentioned that Blue Cross Blue Shield, they're completely getting away from the Medicare business as far as the Medicare Advantage plans. So what other changes are happening, and what do people need to make sure – what do they need to do, I guess, to make sure that they have the coverage that they think they have?
Right. So great question. And there have been a lot of pullbacks, not only in the private insurance space for health care, but also in the corporate space. So we've lost one of our main carriers across the country that pulled out. And, there's less and less carriers out there, which, of course, means that there's more demand on the ones that are left, and that gives them more, ability to raise the fees. So I would always say, if you can, try and shop it around. But so this is one thing that people need to understand. Medicare, when you first turn 65, that's when you're first eligible for it. And in most normal circumstances, there are some disability things that are different. But anyway,
sure.
Most people age 65. And you can sign up for Medicare 3 months before you turn 65, the month that you turn 65, and the 3 months after. So it's kind of a seven-month window of time.
Yeah.
But if you don't sign up on time, you get a forever penalty for being a late enrollment person to Medicare.
Gosh.
Now, the Medicare A is automatic. That's free. You've been paying into it. If you have your credits in and everything, that's fine. But if you're still working and you've got insurance through work, that's okay. But you have to prove that you had credible coverage.
Yep.
And then as soon as you lose that employment health care, you need to get to Medicare right away. And then the one other thing I want to say, and again, this is one of those deals where call in because there's more information on it. But there's some tie-ins with Medicare Advantage coming up that kind of tie in with some benefits back with your Part B. So there are some a lot of twists that are new. So I'm not recommending Advantage over Supplement. I'm just saying that if you have an Advantage, there's a tie-in with that.
So, again, if your head is spinning a little bit, you're like, wait a minute, this sounds pretty complicated. That's because it is. Reach out to Bruce Glenn. He's a senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits, online at rallywb.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. When it comes to keeping your online information safe, using the same password across multiple financial accounts is highly recommended. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When it comes to keeping your online information safe, using the same password across multiple financial accounts is highly recommended. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that statement false?
Right, Steve. So just think about this. If you can get, if all of your passwords, your credit cards, your bank accounts, your internet, your Wi-Fi, everything, and you had one code and somebody, there's so many different sources out there that are using that. And if you get that one hacked, they could get into literally your entire life and wipe you out.
Yep. I'll guarantee you there are a lot of folks out there using one password. And even if you have multiple passwords, it's also important to change those out periodically just to try to stay one step ahead of all of these idiots all around the world trying to hack in and get your information, get their hands on your money and your identity. That's even worse.
Right, absolutely. And you know, your passcodes need to be very, very strong. And you need to have some capital letters, small letters, some numbers, some special characters. Make sure it's, you know, long. But you don't want to make it too obvious. It shouldn't be some version of your name or your birthday or.
So you mean ABC123 is not a good password?
It's not. Come on, man.
Don't use that. All right. We're here today with my friend and special guest, Mr. Bruce Glenn, senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277, or toll free outside of the KC area, anywhere in the country, 888-241-2361, or online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, it's easy to forget about updating beneficiaries. That's really easy to forget about that. So why is that important?
Well, and that's one of the biggest things that happens out there. And I think as a lot of our listeners, and you know, I've got estate plan attorneys on staff.
Yeah.
And we have a very robust nationally ranked 401k practice as well. And there's so many things that people will go through life and they'll have trigger events and they don't really think about all the different places they need to change things. I mean, you know, your life insurance, if you get a divorce, for example, you get remarried. Well, you don't want your ex-wife or ex-husband on your life insurance, probably.
Probably, right.
You know, yeah. And then you've got a lot of times people have some kind of free or very low cost life insurance component at work. And you know, if something's changed, they need to adjust that as well.
And the divorce rate in the country is 50%. So there's a huge need.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you just don't think about it until it's too late. It may have to, you know, bite you in the backside. And when you change your jobs in your 401k, your life insurance may transfer. It may not. You may just take it over privately. And now all of a sudden, it's been there for years and now it's stale. It's outdated. It needs to be updated.
Right. And your bank accounts. Think about that. You have your POD or, you know, payable on death, or your TOD account, your investment accounts or whatever it might be, or your estate documents. And you know, a lot of rules change state by state. So I always recommend that you have your estate documents updated every so often. And there's just so many different places your beneficiaries are out there. And heaven forbid you lose a spouse, you know, to death or tragically as it would be a child. You know,
yeah, yeah.
But either way, you need to review who you've got as your beneficiary on your different items out there.
And if you talk to a quality and experienced estate planning attorney, they'll recommend an annual review just to check that out. So and if nothing's changed, maybe you can skip one here or there. But it's always a good idea to have a review of your Medicare coverage and your estate planning documents and all of your other documents that have the TOD, POD beneficiary designations. So important. And Bruce, it's that time of year again. My mailbox is full of vote for me flyers, and I don't know how much money is being spent on this stuff, and the radio ads and the television ads. So this presidential election, obviously, we're right around the corner. Are we seeing any positive or maybe even negative signs in the market that we should be aware of?
Well, the market does tend to be a little more volatile as you're heading into the election actual date. And we're seeing some of that. Different surveys come out, and they indicate, you know, one party may be over the other party, or one presidential candidate, or Senate control, or House control, or whatever the case might be, or, you know, your governorships of different states, things like that. And it does sway the market to a certain degree. And the main reason is the market doesn't like uncertainty.
Yep.
And so once you have the election, and now we know who won, then that, from the election night to the end of the year, historically is way above average time in the markets. Now, this year and the presidential election years overall are a better year. On average, the presidential election years on the market average 11.2%. We're talking about the S&P 500. And overall, the non-presidential election years are, you know, below 10%. But the funny thing about it is the market is agnostic. As much as we all have our side of who we want to win,
The
country is pretty much 50-50 divided on that.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, the stock market really doesn't care. And we went back and added up the years that a Democrat was elected and the years that a Republican was elected, went back, you know, back to the 1930s. And ironically, it was exactly 11.2% for both parties. So it really didn't matter in the year that the election actually happened. Now, we can argue, what did policies and things change going the next couple of years?
That first, second year, right.
Yeah, but the year of the election is by far and away better than normal, more volatile up to the election night, but typically better than normal from the election night till the end of the year, because we have that certainty at that point.
And see, and we were talking about that at a happy hour last week, right?
Right, yeah.
And it was amazing. And we were talking about, you know, one side will say, oh, well, yeah, stock market's going to do better under my guy or my gal or whatever side you're on. But then you drop that little bomb right there.
Right,
it's the same. It's exactly the same, which is I'm really surprised by that. So.
Yeah. Now, of course, you know, you can always argue how averages are done, but literally, if you go back over 80 years and average it all out, it's the same. Now,
that's a long time to average.
Yeah.
And that's pretty solid. So, what can we expect to see in the coming months here?
Well, I think we're going to continue to see, and knock on wood, I've been lucky and been on track with the Federal Reserve actions.
Yep, you have been.
And we've nailed it. So, I do expect them to lower rates a little further going forward. But, you know, they're going to be very cautious about it because they don't want that smoldering fire called inflation to spark back up. So I'm not expecting them to go back to the historical lows we had before COVID. I just don't think we're going to get back down that low in the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
I don't expect to see crazy cuts right and left every month or two, but we're going to see some cuts. I just don't think inflation is in control enough to be a concern to where they can do too much cutting. I don't think it's that under control yet.
Yeah. So no 3% mortgages probably anytime soon.
I don't think so, unless there's some kind of special deals and special rates, which some of the mortgage lenders out there are doing that.
Yeah.
You know, but as far as the overall Fed policies, I think that monetary policy is still going to be a little stiffer than it has been for a while.
All right. That's Bruce Glenn, Senior Wealth Manager and President of Raleigh Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277 or toll free 888-241-2361 online, raleighwb.com. Bruce, thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Always fun. Mr. Producer Sean, thank you.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. If you just do a search for Senior Care Live on any of the major platforms, you will find it. And there we go. So enjoy that. And just want to say thanks again to my friend Bruce Glenn. He is so unbelievably knowledgeable about all of this stuff. He keeps up on it. He's just so good. And you know, when you get into, you know, being a wealth planner, wealth manager, financial advisor, and then president of a good sized firm based here in the Kansas City, but doing business locally and nationally, you have to know your stuff. You have to keep up with it, and he definitely does. And the other part that we haven't really talked too much about with Bruce is that he has a lot of businesses and nonprofit organizations and large companies and health systems, and they work with Bruce and his firm in the area of all of the benefits and the investments and the 401ks and all of that stuff. And so if that's something that you're interested in visiting about with Bruce and his team, I would invite you to give him a call. So individuals and businesses as well, 913-308-0277. Again, outside of the KC area, nationally, 888-241-2361, and always online at rallywb.com. All right, so I'm going to shift gears, and you'll probably get tired of me preaching about Medicare, but this is the time of year. And this year, more than ever before, and you know, I mentioned this last time, it's always important to have an annual review of a lot of things, including Medicare. So it's always a good idea. But this year, and I'm just going to keep pounding this more than ever before, it is absolutely critical that you get a professional review of your Medicare coverage. Now, I'm not talking about responding to one of these really obnoxious national commercials, and then you talk to somebody in some offshore call center. Don't get your Medicare advice from them. Okay, go to a local, longtime, seasoned, experienced Medicare broker for that. That's where you get the good stuff. And so Mark Squires has mentioned on the program, due to the Inflation Reduction Act, you can expect your Part D premiums to increase this year and increase by probably quite a bit. I haven't seen all the numbers yet. This coming week, I'm actually taking my mom to see Mark Squires for her annual review. We're going to make some changes, I would think, in her coverage as well. So you must review all of your options. And again, as with my mom, you know, we'll determine which plans have the most financially beneficial drug formularies. That is huge. So some plans may have your medications on a level in the drug formulary that saves you money. So if it's on one of the lower levels where they have the best coverage for the individual, you know, you might have a $4 copay. I can tell you, my mom, some of her medications, they're generic for the most part. She doesn't even have a copay. They're at no charge. And if she does have a copay, it's under $5. So just by changing her Part D plan to the particular plan that she's on, and all of this was set up by Mark Squires, he went through everything and he says, well, he put all of her drugs. I'll tell you how he does it. He put all of her medications into a spreadsheet, okay, into this software program. And then he said, where do you live? What's your favorite pharmacy? That's an important relationship to keep up. You want to trust your local pharmacy and work with them closely. So she told him, and he went click, boom. And then it listed out all of the Part D drug plans that covered her list of medications, covered them in her formulary to her financial advantage, and in her area that would work with her preferred pharmacy, from the least expensive to the most. And so the least expensive was with a plan that I'm getting way off track here. I just think it's important. So the least expensive was a plan that was with a particular company, but it was a company that was not well known. It wasn't very well funded. It wasn't financially very solid, frankly. And like for 50 cents a month more, we went to a plan that I believe it was with Cigna, I believe. So big, solid company, financially sound, and we went with that one. And so that's what a local Medicare broker can do for you. Okay, and many changes are coming for that Medicare Advantage type of a plan. And we've talked about that. Some are not working with certain health systems. As of the first of the year, you may call your doctor January the 2nd saying, hey, I need to schedule an appointment. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't work with your plan anymore. And you're like, what? Don't find that out the hard way. Schedule your Medicare review and get ahead of that and make the changes necessary. And then I want to talk about skilled nursing and rehab and the Medicare coverage of that. So skilled nursing and rehab, what that is, if you hear that term tossed around, thrown around, is, let me give you just a really super common example. Someone is walking, someone has a fall, maybe they fracture their hip. They go to the hospital, they get the hip repaired or maybe even replaced. They're in the hospital for, you know, 3 or 4 days or so. And then after that, guess what? You have to learn how to walk on your new hip or your repaired hip. And that takes a lot of physical therapy. You may even need some occupational therapy. Maybe you need some skilled nursing for the wound care and that sort of thing. And so you would go to a skilled nursing and rehab facility. There are different types, but the most common one would be a nursing home that offers skilled nursing and rehab. They work they have a certified, Medicare certified, to provide that type of coverage. You get out of the hospital, you go to skilled nursing and rehab, you have your own room, you're going to have physical therapy, again, every day, maybe some occupational therapy to help you with your transfers and that sort of thing. And you got to get back up on your feet. You got to break in that new hip. You have to get your strength up. You have to get your balance back and all those sort of things. And that could take 2 or 3 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks. It could. I mean, that's really, really common. So I usually see people in rehab for, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks. It's just super, super common for a lot of different situations. So here's what happens. Is Medicare will pay for 100 days in skilled nursing and rehab. Okay, so you're sitting there thinking, oh, wow, you know, we've got 100 days we can work with. Okay, so let me explain that. That's 100 days, which would be a maximum length of stay. And frankly, most people, like I just mentioned, 3, 4, 5 weeks, and they're good to go. They don't need to stay there for 100 full days. Now, if you're recovering from a stroke, which could be a very long recovery, very slow but positive, you know, progress back towards your original capabilities, original baseline, okay, you might approach that with something like that. Most folks don't get anywhere close to that. So you've got 100 possible days. Medicare pays 100% of the cost of your stay in skilled nursing and rehab for 20 days. And it's kind of amazing how many people I see discharged on the 20th day. I don't know if that's coincidence or if that's something else. I kind of don't think it's a coincidence, frankly, but who am I? What, you know, who knows? But from days 21 through a potential of 100, which again, most people don't get, there is a copay. Okay. And that copay for 2024, it's a daily coinsurance or copay of $204 per day. All right. So let's say you're there for 8 weeks. So days 21 through day 28, you're going to be paying that copay of $204. So if you have a traditional A, B, and then maybe one of the supplements, F, G, N, whatever supplement you might have, okay, that supplement is typically going to pick that up and pay for that. If you don't have a supplement, that's going to be out of pocket $204 a day. Now, let me also cover this. Medicare does not pay for assisted living, and it does not pay for your long-term stay in long-term care. It does pay for the skilled nursing and rehab, which is the great news, but there are some limitations and some potential gotchas there, including that co-insurance. Hopefully, that was more clear than mud. How about that? All right, and coming up next, I'm going to talk more about Medicare, what it does and does not pay for. I want to talk about the Advantage plans and where they fall short in skilled nursing and rehab, and have a quick review of long-term care insurance.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. So again, your Medicare coverage will pay for skilled nursing and rehab. You have a 3-midnight stay in the hospital. So if you're there for a couple of days, it doesn't do that automatic trigger. But if you're there, say for 4 days, and you just have to be there for 3 midnights or longer, then that triggers an automatic stay and covered Medicare certified skilled nursing and rehab center, which is typically a nursing home that offers the skilled nursing and rehab, which the vast majority of them that I'm aware of do offer that. Okay, they're going to pay for your skilled nursing and rehab, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and skilled nursing services. They'll pay for that fully for up to 20 days, days 21 through day 100. They're going to have that daily copay of $204 a day after 20 days. And then don't forget that if you have traditional Medicare A and B in a supplement, the supplement's going to pick that up. And so that's a super payment for a very valuable service that you would need and service that's offered and available. Now, here's where we get in trouble. And I can already tell it. I'm going to get some phone calls from some Medicare representatives that are going to be mad at me because they feel like I'm throwing the Advantage plans under the bus. There's a place for Advantage plans. I think it's a good plan for a lot of people. And understand that over 50% of Medicare premium or Medicare policyholders are on the Advantage plans. But let me tell you the truth and a reality of this. Okay, I used to run, back in the day, I used to run a Medicare-certified home health agency where we would get a doctor's order to send out PT, OT, speech, and skilled nursing to someone in their home. And every time we worked with someone that has Medicare A, B, and a supplement, guess who called the shots on that as far as the plan of care and how many days of therapy and care they would receive? This is how I think it should be always. The people who call the shots are the local doctor, the local nurse, the local therapy team, your local medical clinical team, including the doctor. They know you best. They see you, your progression every single day. Okay, we've had 3 weeks of therapy, and I can see that we're probably going to need another 7 to 10 days. Let's just monitor that. And then once you hit your goal, return to your baseline, or you plateau, then they'll discharge. But the local medical clinical team makes the call. Every single time I received a referral from someone with an Advantage plan, I always kind of cringed. I always held my breath because I knew it was going to be a battle. So I would contact them on behalf of our patient, and I would let them know what we're going to do. We get it pre-authorized, and they're like, okay, you can have 5 days of therapy. I'm like, what are you talking about? This person just had a total knee replacement. They're going to need more than 5 days, and you know that. You get 5 days, and if you need more than that, let me know. I'm like, okay, wow, that's great. So they get their 5 days. So on day four, I know we need more than that, and so do they. So I call them back. Hey, we're going to need more than 5 days. The therapist said we're going to need a few weeks at least. Okay, they're going to have to write a one-page letter on exactly what you're doing and why they think a registered physical therapist and doctor, and why they think you should receive more than 5 days of therapy. So then we play this game, and they write their letter, and they say, okay, you can have 3 more days. Now we're up to 8. And then on the 7th day, they gave us a couple of more days. We were lucky to get 10 or 12 days out of that. And then guess what? Well, what happens? Well, the patient is done. They're just done. They still can't walk on their brand new hip, and they don't care. So what happens is you've got a person in Cleveland, Ohio, or wherever they're at, it doesn't matter where they're at, sitting in a cubicle counting the dollars. You've got a financial gatekeeper there. And they're only going to spend so much. And so every time when I ran that Medicare certified home health agency, I was just really disgusted with that because I saw what happened to our patient. They didn't get enough care. They were at very high risk to fall again and then go back to the hospital and get another hip repaired or another, you know, surgery or whatever it was. Okay. And the same thing happens when someone with these Advantage plans, they go to the skilled nursing and rehab, they play the same game with them. You've got X days. If you need more than that, you're going to have to justify it. And I would say 95% of the cases that I've seen, they received way fewer days, far fewer days of skilled nursing and rehab therapy than someone who has traditional A, B, and a supplement. All right. And that's just a fact. Okay. So I know the Advantage plans are super popular and some of them have all of these extra, benefits. You can get golf clubs and all this stuff. Okay, and they're inexpensive on the premiums. I get it. I mean, I really get it. But you're going to pay for that somewhere in the form of copays, deductibles, and maybe just not enough coverage of the therapy. And that's just a fact. So make the decisions as you will, but I've been wanting to get that one off my chest. And I'm not throwing Advantage plans under the bus. I'm sharing with you my real-life experiences and what I've seen. And I wanted to share that with you because I don't think a salesperson is going to be sharing that with you. They're trying to make a sale. All right. I'm telling you the truth. And that's why so many people listen to Senior Care Live, because this is unvarnished. I don't sugarcoat anything. I tell you exactly how it is. And some people don't like that. But my clients and my listeners, my audience, they love it. That's why they tune in every single week. That's why they listen to the podcasts. And that's why a lot of people say Senior Care Live is appointment radio. They listen every single week. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And again, don't make the mistake of thinking or just assuming, you know what assume does, right? It makes an ass out of you and me. That's how it was explained to me. Don't assume that your Medicare is going to pay for your stay at an assisted living community. Don't assume that your Medicare will pay for the cost of long-term care. So your long-term care, moving into a long-term care community, because it does not. And I, gosh, every one of my clients with Senior Care Consulting, we always talk about, you know, how are we going to pay for this? It's all very expensive. And, well, Steve, I got the best Medicare policy that money can buy, so I'm set, right? And I'm like, no. And then I go through a lot of education, a lot of consulting when I sit down with our clients and educate them about how this stuff works, what it will pay for, what it won't, et cetera, et cetera. If you have questions about yourself or a loved one, if you need help through that search and selection process, trying to find the right senior care community, as always, I would invite you to give me a call at Senior Care Consulting. We offer a free consultation, 913-945-2800. You could also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.